All right, so today we're going deep on something pretty crucial, particularly for anyone living on, smaller islands out there. And that is, well,
Waste management.
waste management.
Big problem.
Yeah, and I mean, when you think about it, an island, you've got very limited space, obviously. And getting stuff on and off the island is a whole logistical thing in itself and can be very expensive.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're talking about islands that are trying to, really protect their environment.
Yeah, very fragile ecosystems.
Exactly. So you can't just be like, oh, we'll just, bury it all or we'll just burn it.
Right. Those kind of traditional approaches just aren't going to cut it.
Yeah, not sustainable at all.
And really damaging to these incredibly sensitive environments.
Yeah. So that's what makes this topic so interesting because we're looking at, what are some really innovative solutions that can be applied in these very unique situations.
And that's where pyrolysis comes in.
Okay, pyrolysis. So that's the word of the day.
It is.
Now we're gonna like really dig into this, but just for our listeners who might be hearing this for the first time, can you give us like the 30,000 foot view of what pyrolysis is?
Sure. So in the simplest terms, think of it as a way to use intense heat to break down organic materials, but crucially, in the absence of oxygen.
Okay, no oxygen, so it's not burning.
Exactly. It's not incineration.
Right.
It's a controlled decomposition process that produces some incredibly valuable byproducts.
Byproduct. Okay, so we're taking like waste and we're ending up with something that's actually useful.
Precisely. And that's what makes it so exciting for islands, especially.
Okay, I like where this is going. So let's break this down a little bit. What kind of waste are we talking about? What can go into this process?
Well, a whole variety of things. We call them feedstocks.
Feedstocks.
Yeah. So you've got your organic waste, like food scraps, yard waste, things like that. Then you've got plastics, and a big one for islands, agricultural residues.
Okay, so like coconut husks, sugarcane, whatever's left over from farming.
Exactly. And all of this can be fed into a pyrolysis system.
Okay, so it goes and gets superheated without oxygen, and then what comes out?
All right. So you get three main outputs, each with its own set of benefits. You've got biochar, syngas, and bio-oil.
All right, so three things. Let's take them one by one. What's biochar all about?
Biochar is amazing stuff. It's essentially pure carbon, and it acts like a super sponge for soil.
A sponge, how so?
It improves the soil's ability to hold on to water and nutrients, which is especially important in places with poor soil quality.
And a lot of islands face those kinds of challenges, right?
Absolutely. Salt intrusion erosion can really deplete the soil. So biochar can be a real game changer for agriculture on islands.
Okay, so it's good for the soil, it helps grow more food.
And it also helps fight climate change.
Really? How does that work?
Well, because biochar is so stable, that carbon is essentially locked away, preventing it from being released into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide.
So you're actually pulling carbon out of the cycle.
Exactly. It's a form of carbon sequestration.
Wow. Okay, so biochar alone has got like multiple
Yeah,
benefits.
it's a win-win.
Okay, what about syngas? What is that all about?
So syngas is a mixture of hydrogen and carbon monoxide, and it can be used as a fuel.
A few. So we're talking about energy here.
Exactly. Syngas can be used to generate electricity, potentially even power vehicles.
So islands could be creating their own energy from their own waste.
That's the idea.
That's amazing. And then the third output was bio-oil, right?
Yes, bio-oil is a liquid fuel that can be used in various industrial processes.
Okay. So again, more energy potential.
Right. You're essentially taking something that was considered waste and turning it into a valuable energy resource.
That's a huge shift in thinking.
It really is.
So, okay, let's go back to the island scenario for a minute. You've got limited space, you've got a fragile environment, you're often reliant on imported fuel. What are some of the specific ways that pyrolysis can address these challenges?
Well, first off, as we talked about, pyrolysis drastically reduces the volume of waste.
Right, because you're essentially breaking it down into something else.
Exactly. So instead of having these ever-growing landfills, which take up valuable land and can potentially leach harmful substances into the environment,
Yeah, nobody wants that.
you're minimizing the amount of waste that needs to be disposed of in the first place.
Okay, so that's a big win for the environment and for space.
Absolutely. And then there's the pollution aspect.
Right, because if you're not burying or burning the waste.
Exactly. You're avoiding all the harmful emissions that come with those traditional methods.
And pyrolysis itself is a clean process.
It is because it happens in a closed system without oxygen. You're not releasing those nasty pollutants into the air or water.
So cleaner air, cleaner water, healthier environment for everyone.
And let's not forget the carbon sequestration potential of biochar we talked about.
Right, so you're not just reducing emissions, you're actually pulling carbon out of the atmosphere.
It's a proactive way to address climate change.
So we've talked about the environmental benefits. What about energy independence? How does pyrolysis help with that?
Well, as we discussed, syngas and bio-oil can be used to generate electricity.
So islands could be powering themselves with their own waste.
Exactly, reducing their reliance on expensive imported fossil fuels.
Which are also subject to all sorts of global market fluctuations.
Right, so it gives them more control over their own energy future.
Okay, so that's huge. Energy independence is a big deal for a lot of islanders.
Absolutely, makes them more resilient and less vulnerable to external factors.
And what about the economic side of things? Does pyrolysis have the potential to create economic opportunities?
Definitely. Beyond the savings from reduced waste disposal and fuel imports, there's the potential to create new industries and jobs.
Okay, like what?
Well, there's the production and sale of biochar, which, as we mentioned, is a valuable soil amendment.
So farmers would be interested in that.
Absolutely. And then there's the processing and potential refining of bio-oil for various industrial applications.
So you're talking about potentially exporting these products as well?
It could be a source of revenue for the island.
Okay, and what about jobs within the pyrolysis process itself?
Well, you need people to collect and sort the waste, operate, and maintain the equipment, potentially even work in the processing and refining of the byproducts.
So it's creating jobs across the entire chain.
Exactly. And these are skilled jobs that can contribute to the local economy.
So we've got environmental benefits, energy independence, economic opportunities, and then there's the whole agriculture aspect.
Right. We talked about how biochar can improve soil quality.
So how does that specifically benefit island agriculture?
Well, as we mentioned, islands often have poor soil due to things like salt and erosion.
Right. And good soil is essential for growing food.
Absolutely. So by using biochar produced from their own agricultural waste.
Like those coconut husks and sugarcane residues?
Exactly. They can improve the water and nutrient retention of their soil, leading to healthier crops and higher yields.
So it's like this really cool closed loop system using waste to improve the production of food.
It's a great example of sustainable agriculture.
Okay, so it all sounds fantastic in theory, but what about the practicalities of setting this up? How easy is it to implement pyrolysis on an island?
Well, the good news is pyrolysis technology is very adaptable.
Adaptable. How so?
You can have large centralized plants, but you can also have smaller decentralized units.
Okay, so you don't necessarily need this huge infrastructure project.
Exactly. Smaller units can be ideal for islands, especially those with more remote communities.
Right, because then you don't have to transport the waste long distances.
It can be processed, right, where it's generated, which saves on transportation costs and logistics.
And that also reduces emissions from all those trucks.
Exactly. So it's a more sustainable approach overall.
So pyrolysis is flexible. It can be adapted to different scales and different locations.
It is.
Now, the source material that we're using for this deep dive highlights a company called United Earth Energy, and they have a mobile pyrolysis system. Tell us about that.
Yeah, their mobile system is particularly well suited for islands because it can be moved to where the waste is.
So you don't have to build a whole new facility every time.
Exactly. You can take it to different communities, different parts of the island as needed.
And it's scalable, right?
It is. So it can be adjusted to fit the waste volumes of different communities.
So it's like a flexible solution that can be customized.
Exactly.
Now, what kinds of waste can this mobile system handle?
It's designed to be pretty versatile. It can process various types of plastics, organic waste, and agricultural residues.
So it covers a lot of the common waste streams found on islands.
It does.
And it can actually generate its own energy, right?
That's right. The syngas and bio-oil produced by the system can be used to generate electricity.
So it's like this off-grid power source.
Exactly, which can be really beneficial for islands that might have unreliable power grids.
Okay, so we've got mobility, scalability, versatility, energy independence. What about the environmental impact of this mobile system? Is it cleaner than traditional methods?
Absolutely. It's designed for low emissions.
So significantly less pollution than open burning or landfills.
Yes. It's a much cleaner approach.
Yeah. And the source also mentions that it can be rapidly deployed. So in the case of like a natural disaster.
Yes. After a hurricane or something similar, when you suddenly have a lot of debris and waste to deal with.
Right.
The mobile unit can be quickly brought in to process that waste on site.
So it can be part of the recovery effort.
Exactly. And it can even help generate useful byproducts in the process.
Okay, so we've talked about environmental benefits, energy independence, and disaster response. What about the cost? How does this compare to traditional waste management methods?
Well, it can actually be much more cost effective in the long run.
Really?
Because you're eliminating the ongoing costs of landfilling or exporting waste.
Which can be incredibly expensive for islands.
It is. So this offers a more sustainable and economically sound approach.
So it seems like this mobile pyrolysis system from United Earth Energy really does tick a lot of the boxes for islands.
It does. It helps them manage their waste, generate their own energy, and even create valuable byproducts, all while being environmentally friendly and cost-effective. Oh.
And the source mentions that United Earth Energy is committed to working with island governments to help them make this transition.
Yes, they offer support and guidance throughout the process.
Okay, so that's great to know. Now, the source also gives us some more information about United Earth Energy and their other projects. What else do they do?
Well, they actually work across a wide range of industries, not just islands.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
They're involved in things like tire recycling. They have a stationary pyrolysis reactor called the UNI box. They can process a whole variety of materials.
Okay.
They even have a project focused on eco-friendly railroad tie disposal.
So it's not just about islands. They're tackling waste management challenges across different sectors.
Exactly. And the force mentions that they work with all sorts of industries, from biorefineries and agriculture to mining and even pharmaceuticals.
Wow. So they have a pretty broad reach.
They do. And they can handle a wide range of feedstocks, too.
Feedstocks.
The materials that go into the pyrolysis process.
Right, so what kinds of things are we talking about?
Everything from wood chips and agricultural waste to plastics and even things like chicken litter and manure.
So they're not limited to just one type of waste?
No, they're very flexible in terms of what they can process.
And they're EPA compliant?
Yes, their pyrolysis solutions meet environmental regulations.
Okay, that's good to know. And they also offer a lot of support services, right?
They do. They can help with everything from getting equipment quotes and developing financial models to providing complete design and construction services.
So they're really a one-stop shop for implementing pyrolysis technology.
They are, and they even offer guidance on things like permitting and avoiding common startup mistakes.
Okay, so they're really trying to make the whole process as smooth as possible.
Exactly. And they've published some interesting content as well.
Oh, right. Like what?
There's an article on how they're using pyrolysis to turn tires into energy for data centers.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And another one on why their mobile system is a good fit for biorefineries.
Okay, so if anyone wants to dig deeper into those specific applications, they can check out those articles.
They're definitely worth a read.
All right, well, this has been a truly insightful deep dive into the potential of pyrolysis.
It's an exciting technology with a lot to offer.
Especially for small island communities.
Absolutely. It can help them address some of their most pressing challenges in a sustainable and innovative way.
So to recap, pyrolysis is a process that uses heat to break down organic materials without oxygen.
Right.
And it produces valuable byproducts like biochar syngas and bio oil.
Exactly.
Which can be used to improve soil fertility, generate energy, and even create new economic opportunities.
It's a way to turn waste into a resource.
And mobile pyrolysis systems like the one from United Earth Energy
are particularly well suited for islands.
Because they offer flexibility, scalability, and can be deployed where they're needed most.
It's about finding solutions that fit the specific needs and challenges of these unique communities.
And with the support and expertise of companies like United Earth Energy,
islands can transition from waste storage to resource generation,
creating a more sustainable and resilient future for themselves.
Exactly.
So on that note, here's a final thought for our listeners as we wrap up this deep dive. We've seen how effective these decentralized mobile waste-to-energy systems can be for islands. But how might we adapt this kind of thinking to other communities facing similar challenges?
That's a great question.
You know, whether it's remote areas, underserved communities, or even just places struggling with traditional waste management approaches.
Right.
Could we apply these same principles of turning waste into a resource to create a more sustainable and equitable future for everyone?
It's definitely something worth exploring.
Food for thought. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
Until then.